A state board that oversees funeral homes is being eliminated. Three new members are headed to the State Board of Education, and details on a plan to attract golfers to the state. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, May 21st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma's funeral board is set to dissolve as a result of Governor Kevin Stitt's recent veto of legislation. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the state agency oversees funeral homes, crematories, and the professionals who run them.
Unless other legislation revives it, the board will no longer exist at the end of July. Executive Director Tyler Stiles says it could leave Oklahoma's funeral industry completely unregulated.
I don't know of any contingency plan of any of these rules going to another agency. So my understanding is anyone could embalm a body or cremate a body without any training or education.
The board is also responsible for facility inspections and managing complaints and contract violations. In his veto message, Stitt says the agency should be consolidated under a more appropriate umbrella. Stiles argues dissolving it puts more grieving families at risk. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Oklahoma Senate Education Committee approved three new members to the State Board of Education. Thomas Pablo reports.
The committee approved Michael Tinney, Ryan Dethridge, and Becky Carson. Tinney is an attorney in Norman. He said that although he was appointed by Governor Kevin Stitt, he would not be a yes man.
I'm very respectful of the governor because he appointed me. I know I serve at his pleasure. Nevertheless, as I told him, and I was told from the governor's office that, you know, we don't want a yes man. We want somebody we trust to make the right decisions.
Tinney, along with the other appointees, replaced board members previously removed by the governor in February. State Senator Lisa Standridge was originally going to nominate him, but disapproved due to Stitt's removals. Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton nominated him instead. Now, the Oklahoma Senate has to confirm the committee's decision. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
The Norman Public School District is experiencing growth and defying a statewide trend of declining public school enrollment. KGOU's Nick Daniels has more.
An Oklahoma Watch data analysis found that the district added nearly 360 students this year, with total enrollment now over 16,000. The report said a new aviation and aerospace academy is helping draw families in. The suburban district also plans to launch a child care program for employees to attract and retain teachers. Overall, enrollment statewide is down about 6,000 students since the all-time high of nearly 700,000 in 2019. I'm Nick Daniels.
The state's most unique golf courses are part of a new Oklahoma Golf Trail. The Oklahoma Golf Trail Commission launched the trail Wednesday as a tourism initiative. The commission selected 18 golf courses across the state that showcase diverse landscapes and honor Oklahoma's deep golfing roots. Officials say the trail offers an exceptional golfing experience and could make Oklahoma a top-tier golf destination. The golf course partners include the Cherokee Hills Golf Club in Tulsa, Dornick Hills Country Club in Ardmore, and the Shangri-La Golf Club on Grand Lake's Monkey Island. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.